You do not have to suffer silently or alone. 1212 Ministries has resources available to your church so that you can get plugged in and find community. No matter what stage of this journey you're in, we want to equip the church to come alongside of you and support you as you navigate this season. Please reach out to 1212 Ministries to learn more about how your church can get connected.
Hey friends, welcome to the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. Together, we are using our voices to walk alongside women navigating infertility and motherhood. I'm Holly, and I'm so happy you're tuning in today.
Hey friends, and I'm Nicole. Let me tell you a little bit about 1212 Ministries and why this podcast exists. 1212 Ministries creates a safe space for emotional restoration, physical healing, and spiritual discipleship for women who have or are experiencing infertility. We want to share hope in the hard things and encourage you to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
Our heart behind this podcast is to make sure that no woman walks this journey alone.
Welcome to the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast.
Welcome back to the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. I'm Holly, and I'm so excited that you're back and you're here with us to just hear from the Lord. Hopefully he uses our mouths and our hearts just to speak into you today, because we're just trying to be his vessels. Am I right, Nicole?
Yes. Amen to that. Thank you, Holly.
Anytime, so good. Girl.
I know. Okay. So I just want to let you know, God is so good.
Yes.
He's so good. He might not, it doesn't feel good all the time, but he is so good. And I have a quick little, it's a little silly, but okay. I have a quick testimony to share with you. I had a birthday last month or whenever, and I just turned 41. Whew, and I have been begging my husband for a Peloton for I don't know how long, like legit I've been saying, honey, please, I need a Peloton. Like, I'm getting older. My metabolism, like, all the things. Like, I need a little help.
I hear you.
I am like a lazy worker outer.
Oh, girl.
Okay. And so, all that jumping, and I can't do it. My body's old.
You should hear my knees when I get up off the ground. So, just remember that.
100%. And so this is what happens. Like, fast forward, right? My sister gets a Peloton. My brother and his wife get a Peloton. All my cousins are getting Pelotons, my friends. And I'm like, not that. Okay, not that I'm comparing or anything like that. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you value like what we ask for.
Yes,
like, I can come to you with anything big or small, silly, whatever, because the Lord is my friend. Like, I can just talk to him. And I was like, Lord, please, I really want a bike, a Peloton for my birthday. I was telling my brother this. I was like, I'm getting it. And you know what? I'm going to pay for it. Like, I'm all bold and everything. But then, like, quietly in my closet, I'm like, Lord, can you please get me a Peloton? And I don't want to have to pay for it. Can it be a gift? Lord God, you know my finances. Please, Lord, help. Literally, my sweet husband surprises me with the bike. We've been gone. Yeah, we've been gone on a trip. Delaney and I and my family, and I come upstairs, the door is closed, the room is dark, I turn on the lights, and there is the Peloton with shoes, all the things, sweet balloons,
what a thoughtful man.
So thoughtful, but I'm giving God all of the glory for that. I know it's so silly,
things,
you know what I mean? But it's like, God is good, and we can ask him for anything, especially when we have a relationship with him. And so, I mean, I have 1,000 stories of when I felt that the Lord was not good.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And 1,000 stories of when I've been hurt. And, you know, the Lord has told me all the things. He's told me yes on some things. He said no, and to wait.
That is so good. I love you. Just tying in Peloton and Jesus. Peloton, if you'd like to sponsor this, thank you. Right. But really, I'm like, that is, I love that. That also shows just the, like you already said, just the personal side of God and what he does to like show us that he hears even the little things like
Even the little things.
I'm with you, girl. with you.
Well, okay, Holly, but I want to, I just, because I love your perspective so much, is just, what does it look like when we're feeling that God is not good? Like, how can we just move forward and go on about our days and, you know, and interacting with others?
Yeah. So this has been something that you and I have been talking about off air, if you will. But I just feel like this is a constant thing that I'm learning and that is at the forefront of my mind, like explaining to people that are walking through infertility that may or may not have that perspective of God, like they're in that really rough patch or that really rough situation. Mm-hmm. And the last thing that they want to hear is like, God is good. Like, and he is, but that's not the timing of that statement is not always there.
Timing is everything.
So this is just something that I've been trying, like just sitting before the Lord and being like, what do you want me to do with this? Mm-hmm. Because it can get a little dicey theologically, and that's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to like split hairs and show you my theology degree that I don't have. But I am here. I don't have it. And I think it's a little bit of a waste of time to split hairs on things like that, you know?
Yeah.
The things that the Lord has shown me is that through our brokenheartedness, through our weariness, through our what feels like isolation and sometimes abandonment, he is with you in that.
Yes.
And so I have these like verses that I have pulled that have helped me. I don't have my Bible. I like pulled just like the bullet points from it.
That's okay, because we want everyone to have a relationship with the Lord. You know, like, so just after this, you know, or during it, just open your Bible, look through the scriptures, look these up. We'll definitely put them in the show notes, you know, for you to enjoy your Bible and read. And
okay.
So it's all good.
I appreciate that. So open your Bibles with me. But really, so hearing that he's close to the brokenhearted, that he stays, what is that verse? Close to the brokenhearted and saves those that are crushed in spirit. I don't have that reference written down. Oh, but
isn't that in the Beatitudes? Hold on. That I will look up really
Google
quick.
Google is your friend.
Yes.
But I think it's, so, well, under that I wrote Isaiah 18 through 21, that God longs to be gracious. He rises to show compassion. He's a God of justice, and blessed are those who wait. If you find that reference, you just interrupt me.
But I will. Okay.
I just, like, looking at that verse, I felt like the Lord just told me to pull out, like, the bullet points for the girl who's like, I don't want to open my Bible. I'm, like, at a rough spot with the Lord. Well, I'm here to tell you just those bullet points. He longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. He is a God of justice, and he's going to bless you and you're waiting. The next little segment that I had was also from Isaiah. I really love Isaiah.
Me too. So
just going to throw that out there. Yeah. But Isaiah 41, 10 and 13, do not fear. He will strengthen and uphold you. And then in verse 13, he is our God who takes a hold of our right hand and says, do not fear. Which none of that aligns with grief. Like, those characteristics are not, they're opposites. Mm-hmm. So I think just realizing that we don't serve a God of fear. We don't serve a God of weakness. We don't serve a God that's going to leave us and not help us stand. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to hold you up, and he wants to cast the fear away.
Love it.
And I have one more. The last little section of Isaiah, because that's where we're camping out today. I feel like a preacher, kind of. Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. He doesn't grow tired or weary. He gives strength to the weary and restores the weak. And those who hope will not be put to shame. I love that. I actually have this song on my phone. I think it's from a choir in Africa. And one of the kids like speaks that entire verse. I just love it so much. Those are just my little, like, the things that the Lord brought to the forefront of my mind to help me walk through that, to remind me of God's goodness, to remind me of how much the world comes against the goodness of God and wants us to doubt it. Yes. Because I think that's the easy way out. And something that I have learned through even just the simplicity of pulling out these one-liners is that when you proclaim God's goodness over a situation that brings you heartbreak, after a significant trial, like finding that scripture, I had typed this in my phone and there's somehow the word skim is in it. So I was trying not to laugh when I saw that, but something breaks when you proclaim God's goodness and his word over a trial. And I believe that that cripples the enemy.
Yes.
So I think if you can find whatever it is that helps you, whatever verse, whatever saying about his character, just hold on to it. That's all that I wanted to say.
Yes, that was so good. Thank you, friend, for sharing that. Okay, yes. And I'm going to still, we're going to let everyone look that verse up. But I wasn't sure if you were talking about blessed are those who mourn and will be comforted, or it's either that's in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, or it's either Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That was it. Okay.
That was it.
Psalm 34:18.
Okay. Yes. And I know there's also the verse that talks about how he bottles every tear.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I think with anxiety, grief, loss, losing a child, losing a loved one, I think so often we can feel so isolated in that grief. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend tell me that I have my master's in counseling. I don't ever use it, but my friend used hers. So she like, not that I, that's not right. I do use it, but she used it like in the clinical sense.
Yeah.
And she talked about how God sits with us in our grief. He doesn't like look at us and like pat us on the head. Like he's literally sitting down on the ground with you in the fetal position. He's not going to abandon you. And he knows every tear that falls from your eye. So I think I just have a friend going through some stuff right now. So my mind's been more focused on this, and just the way that our brains work and how the enemy would love to cripple us with fear.
Yeah. Yep.
When really I think we can cripple him by having those verses in our minds, even just like a one-liner that you say, like,
yes.
Yeah.
Those declarations, man.
Yes.
And then also, because offline we talked about just like a handful of things that we can just, you know, really remember. Yeah. And so just, I love this first one is just God can handle your anger and your frustration.
Preach it.
He can handle it.
Yes. For some reason, I feel like the church doesn't want to remind us of that a lot. Especially because I think probably because pastors know that so many people are already angry. They don't want to add to that is probably their heart behind
it. They don't want to elevate that. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But I think, I mean, I remember screaming in my car after we lost our first baby, and it was like a relieving, like I didn't feel guilty about it. I felt like the Lord was like, you got to get it out and you're not going to do this in front of anyone else. So yeah, I love that. I love that point.
Yes. And then the second one, write it out or journal it out. Don't let the feelings just stay in your head.
Yeah. Amen. I have journals that I'm like, hopefully my daughter never finds these because I think she might be like, wow, mom was really honest with God about this. But I remember being like, I feel like you promised me something and it didn't happen and I'm mad about it. Mm-hmm. And looking back, I'm like, those feelings that I was having are valid, but they don't align with the character of God. But I needed to get them out. And I feel like the Lord and I have healed those things from there.
And we've talked about this a couple of times today, but it's a perfect reminder of just to find scripture, just to back it up, you know what I mean? For just for the comfort and just know that these are God's words.
Amen.
This is what he says. And I love that you said just it is in line with God's character and you can trust that.
Yes. I'm now looking about this text that I sent you last night. So this is good. I'm like, wow, I was on fire for a moment at 8:33.
Fire, friend. This is my fave. Melissa Vandekieff, when we talked to her, she talked about this. She talks about in the weight, but I love this about Jesus experienced pain and loss.
Yes.
He experienced it too.
Yeah.
But also he walked people through it. So he understands. Like he understands.
At that that makes me emotional and gives me goosebumps and fires me up at the same time. Cause I'm like, this past weekend, at Gateway, Tim Ross preached about Lazarus.
Oh, yeah.
And like Jesus just walking into that situation. But I just thinking about him having his friend like dead in a grave, in a tomb.
Yeah.
and just that he felt those emotions of like loss and heartache. Yeah. Sorry. That just brought my mind there.
No, I know. I love that. That's so good. Which made me think of, because one of my favorite things about Jesus is that he walked everywhere. Like he didn't rush. Yeah. He wasn't in a rush to do anything or to go anywhere.
I mean, that
just like amazes me. You know,
it is so baffling. And it just makes me want to, like, we've talked about this, but I just want to like jump through the screen when I'm watching The Chosen and like hug him. And I know he's just playing Jesus, but I'm like, man, he just embodies it so well. What in my mind Jesus was like. Yeah. Anyways. So good.
Okay. And then just this last point.
Yeah.
Fire right here is don't let the enemy convince you, you know, of just that, just all of the things, because what you are experiencing, that God has forgotten you. Yes. You are not forgotten.
Yep. That is so good. Yes. And then after that, I wrote, this is, ask the Lord to show you where he was and is through each painful part of your story. Yes. So that's something that I was trained to do through my practicum with Freedom Ministry when I was working at Gateway. Asking the Lord where he was. And I've talked about that in my own story of delivery when I felt like the Lord left the room. And then later I realized all the things he was aligning and that he had never left. He was just also coordinating 9,000 other details.
Right.
To keep me safe and to navigate my story the way it was supposed to go, according to his will and his plan for me. Exactly, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just like fired up about this situation of like calling out the enemy, letting your anger out, getting the scriptural backing, understanding Jesus and God understands the heartbreak. I mean, the Lord watched his son be crucified. Right. Like that, he also knows, like it's, I don't know. So yeah, I just want to do all I can to shut the enemy up in women's ears when it comes to this, and really when it comes to anything, but really, especially when it comes to motherhood and our identity as moms.
Yes. Yeah. And the infertility piece and just, again, God is good. You know, it might not feel like it. You might not be able to see that, but again, just really remembering that he's always there. He's always with you.
So good. Your voice calms me. Just keep telling you. You know that app that has like the, I don't do meditations, but it has someone's voice like talking. I feel like we should sell your voice to do that.
Oh my goodness. You're so precious.
But really.
Okay, let me tell you about an app really quick. Delaney has the Moshi app. Have you heard of that?
No.
They tell stories, you know, and helps just get your kiddos to sleep.
Wow.
I really want to. Lynn,
you should. I would love to fall asleep listening to you read me a story.
And then, of course, my dance moves. Like, if they'll let me do a dance and then my voice.
So I'm envisioning you doing some like spoken word with some dance moves. Can we make that happen?
Holly, I just love you.
We can. We can make that happen.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's make it happen. Well, friend, I loved our conversation today.
Me too.
I am hopeful too. Just it was a really, really, really great reminder that God's always with me. I'm not alone. I'm not forgotten. And there is hope in the hard things.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think just asking him to strengthen you on a daily basis, whether you have the scripture for it or not, he's not going to judge you if you don't know where to find it in the Bible. I think just asking him for what you need and not feeling like he's going to judge you for not knowing the reference for it. Because I think people get caught up in that. And the Lord does not care. He wants your heart in the right place first.
Yes. Amen.
So there you go. There's my pep talk for today.
I'm fired up.
I love you. Guys,
thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Yes. We are so grateful for you guys. We look forward to talking with you guys next time.
Amen. See you later.